Hello and welcome to the Subvert Podcast, your entry into the land of no easy answers, as we journey through the vagaries of the mind, attempting to unravel the mysteries of why our brains brain.
We're going to talk about some old-timey stuff again here, bringing up this old stuff, because in a lot of ways this shit just keeps coming back. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Subvert Podcast. I am Aaron Stewart, and the wonderful and amazing Kristen Ramor is with me here.
Hello.
The puppets are stored somewhere behind us. You'll hear them occasionally rattling the bucket I keep them in. but yeah, so talking about how the past keeps coming back to haunt us and how, you know, these things that you think go away just keep fucking coming back to haunt us. You know, we're talking about DDT, which is one of these things that, you know, I don't know, I'm sure kids these days have no idea, right?
But Kids these days.
Kids these days just don't even know the stuff we used to spray on all the hazardous chemicals that our children were just bathing in on a day-to-day basis. And they were just fine. Just no problems, dear. all of my extra limbs are perfectly normal. Yeah, and just, you know, the idea that, you know, we hear all these things, like even orphan wells, the idea that the oil companies dig a big hole in the ground and then just kind of walk away from this thing and nobody's cleaning this stuff up, yeah. Right? This dereliction of duty, this, you know.
Well, and it's something that, I mean, how often have you really thought about it? You know, like of all of the chemicals that have been developed and all of the, you know, then they got used and then studies came out and we realized it was hazardous, but it's already been developed. So where did they go? Yeah. How were they disposed of?
Yeah.
Right? These are things that we didn't really get the follow-up from. Mm-hmm. And I know I haven't actually really thought about it. Have you? Please comment if you have. But I'd argue for most of the population, it's just out of sight, out of mind. You know, DDT, that was a thing in the past. Yeah, we sprayed that shit everywhere, but now we know it's bad, and we don't do it anymore. And yet now we are finding...
Though? Yeah, and that's right. And I mean, this is where, like, even when it was banned, you know, in the States or wherever, they just moved it to other countries.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? And waited for them to be like, hey, wait a minute, right? And then we're like, oh,
now did all we of not... our children oh, have oh my three goodness. Arms.
Oh, did we not even know? Oh, I know they decided that it was something that was killing all their... But, you know, we weren't sure whether you knew. And so we figured we'd just move it here. Oh, you do know? Oh, okay, yeah, we'll go over there then. Right? And it's this problem of you know, this profit chasing, this issue of greed, again, we come back to in this show. I keep pointing to most of the issues that we seem to face nowadays with, I don't know, chemicals in our water, with, you know, all of these not being able to afford anything, right? I mean, it's pretty much all just a greed issue. And were we to actually start treating it as if it were some sort of, you know, issue that is humanity, we could actually have some sort of say in or try to educate people against or try to, I don't know, hold some sort of accountability
what?
For those who accumulate more than they would ever possibly be able to use in 100 million lifetimes.
That is their God-given right to have so much more than they could ever need.
So that they can go and blow it on a social media site that ends up tanking and taking away all their... Anyway, ha 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 ha. La la la. La la la. Not talking about anybody in particular. Anyway. You know, but just the idea that most of society's ills could be cured pretty easily by dealing with this greed issue seems to be kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's where this idea of, you know, like once you've banned something, well, instead of actually dealing with the consequences of, like the opioids, right? Like the idea that they're still able to keep any of the fucking money that they made off of that thing is just fucking lunacy to me. Right? The idea that we're still subsidizing oil companies is just fucking lunacy to me, right? And that we're still just going about our day-to-day business as if this wasn't something that was going to be a recurring and an obvious problem, you know? It still just kind of makes me sick still to really just... You know, think that these chemicals, they dumped them in the 1950s or something, they threw them in, and they've just been sitting down there waiting to rot, you know? And they didn't care about the fish, the ecosystems. They didn't care about any of that fucking shit. And it just, you know, makes me so angry that we're not going to... And now there's no way to go back and hold them accountable for it? Oh, God. Jesus fuck.
Well, I mean, how often do we see this over and over and over,
and this
right?
Is
like,
the thing, right?
Company develops something to make a shit ton of money, poisons shit ton of people, says, oh, sorry, we'll stop doing that. And it's just, okay, cool, carry on then. You know, there's no consequence to anything anymore, so it seems. And so then, therefore, other companies will be like, okay, well, those guys got away with it, so let's develop this, you know? Like, look at our food supply is like a prime example, too, you know? Like, oh, we can make a shit ton more money if we just use this, like, heavily modified substance that, well, it's cool, all the studies say it's just giving people cancer, and, you know, like, children are now developing all of these, like, crazy long diseases when they're young, but that's cool because we'll make a shit ton of money, you know? And so it's just, one, I can't wrap my head around how anybody in that position can morally be okay with doing this to poison people. But I guess if that's just the example we've had for so long, that, well, then we can just get away with it. That greed, that it's more important for me and my shareholders to make a shit ton of money. I don't care about you.
Yeah, and I think that that kind of gets to a point of this, is the shareholder argument, right? The idea that, well, I had to do it or my shareholders would have fired me, right? Really, I think, gets to kind of the core of where this issue lies, in that, you know, corporations are technically a non-human-centered entity, right? In that their only purpose is to make their shareholders money. That's literally the only purpose of this corporation. Yeah, it can tell you
your life better.
Yeah, it can tell you what it wants in order to protect that shareholder interest, right? But in the end, if that share, if that, you know, threatened to, you know, degrade the profits, they would stop that immediately, right? If they, if it feels like they can virtue signal to you by greenwashing all of their efforts and making it seem like they're actually doing something that really isn't of any benefit to you or anybody whatsoever, anything other than their bottom line, right? How are we supposed to have any, like, how are we supposed to move forward? If you, as this person that they've literally poisoned your water, food, air, right, have no say in this, and we have no means of going after these companies, no means of holding them accountable. If our government can't hold them accountable, right? Like, you can't sue them for, because they've got armies of lawyers. You're this one little person who, I can't afford it, right? Like, I'm supposed to have $1 million to take this company to court? Like, that's not a thing, right? So, so how are we supposed to be able to hold this kind of just blatant, blatant, just like social cost that we are going to have to pay?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and the issue is that you can't escape it now either.
Nope.
Or like, there's literally no choice, even if you are to go and live. I think we've covered this in a past episode. If you were to go and live in the woods and be off grid, it's still literally in the rainwater. It's in the ground. It's in the soil. It's everywhere. Right. So you are still going to be affected by it. Yeah. The animals, you know, everything, you know, so there's literally no escape. There's no way to opt out. So it's not just a matter of, oh, I'll just move out of the city because that's, you know, where the majority of this is going to be centered. I'll grow my own food. I'll, you know, do all of this. It's, well, no, sorry. Like, I mean, that's still arguably going to be a lot better than eating the actual processed crap from a package. But it's still like, there's no way out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, again, like, at the expense of humanity for a few people to just make a lot of money, because that is the biggest priority, I guess. That's our biggest value as humanity, is how much you can earn.
Yeah. And I keep going back to, like, the lost puppet tribe, right? Like, this tribe of people off in somewhere that we've never met before, right? But that they're dealing with the consequences of our actions, right? They're having to watch the water rise, and no matter how many people they sacrifice and how many animals they've, right, to try to appease the water gods, nope, their land keeps disappearing, the forest keeps burning down because everything's so dry. Well, what have we done to anger you, right? And I just keep going back to, like what if that's you, right? Like, that's how I feel right now, this tribe of people going like, yeah, but wait, but... I don't know if you've noticed, but there seems to be something going, and I can't really breathe well, and it's been having, okay, yeah, no, that's your foot. Okay, yeah, no, okay.
Every time it rains, it burns my skin
right off. You know, and it's just, at what point do you just go, but, you know? It, and it's really tough because you feel powerless to be able to help any of this. And,
well, because it's not our
actions. This is the problem, and this is the issue here, is now this kind of shit, a decision that someone else made just to protect their bottom line is now affecting not my kids, but their kids, and not their kids, but their kids, and not their kids, but their kids, and not their kids, but also the generation after generation after generation that is now apparently going to have to deal with the fact that these chemicals are never going to leave. You know, they're in the water, they're in us. They're in everything around us. And what are we going to fucking do about this? You know, mm-hmm. And the fact that we're going to have to now clean this up, they've apparently found a way of pulling these forever chemicals out of the water. But that unfortunately doesn't deal with the fact that they were there in the first fucking place. And it just makes me so fucking angry that we just have no, it just happened. Oh, well. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, and we just have to deal with these repercussions without having any, you know, any means of just being like, fuck you fucking, right? Like,
yeah.
I can't do any of that. I'm supposed to be like, nah, I guess so. Sorry,
well,
guys. What
kind of makes me angry right? is actually, like, the double dipping infuriates me more than anything.
Yeah.
Because the same companies that are responsible for it in the first place end up profiting from trying to make it better.
Mm.
You know, like, they get the same contracts, or it's all just so incestuously connected that it's like, oh, one company's fuck up ends up profiting this company over here, which then ends up profiting this, and so they all work together.
But they were all owned by the same corporation.
Well, of course. So there's actually zero incentive to stop doing any of this.
Yeah.
Because it's far too
profitable. Because I'll just send in my other company to go clean it up, and either way I win.
Yeah.
Right? And the lawyers have told me that that's perfectly okay. And that, right, like, let alone that were you to actually come after me, I'll just pay the $100,000 fine. I don't give a fuck.
Well, and they won't even be come after because you spend so much money on lobbying the fucking government that can all just be bought because they all own stocks and shares in these exact companies that are fucking up the world, that of course they're not going to vote to punish them because then they would end up losing money. And it's just this shitty, insidious cycle that leaves the ordinary person, one, we're all going to be sick and dying of all these weird diseases with all these extra limbs growing soon, but and powerless to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, and what can you do? Because we are meant to be a democratic country, which means that we've elected people that are meant to work for us because they do, and yet they don't. They're not beholden to us at all. And so you go, okay, well, that is our democratic process. That's our democratic right. If we want change, we write our MPs who can then bring things forth and, you know, try to change laws. But they don't. So you go, what on earth are you left to do? Because you're doing things the right way, you know, like most of us just want a better world. We want to interact with each other. We don't want to shit on other human beings and make a better world for each other and have communities. And we can't do that.
Screaming into the wind, I think, is helpful.
Screaming into the void,
That seems to be about the only thing. Banging my head against a wall seems to help. I forget things then, at least.
Well, because what do? You try to then
bang my head off. What? Who? What?
But you try to group together to make change, and then the people that are in charge just come up with new words to label you as that demonize you, and then that becomes now part of the conversation, and suddenly you're now this extremist out of nowhere, when you're like, no, me and a couple neighbors just didn't want to be poisoned anymore, and so we, you know, so there's...
Which, yeah, right? Like, labeled an extremist because I didn't want you to poison me.
Yeah.
That's straight, like, I mean...
And somehow that gets twisted into, you know, this small group of just everyday human beings being the devil. And essentially, they're the reason for the downfall, so you can then point your fingers over there at your neighbor Joe that's, you know, just saying, hey, I don't... Rather than looking at the bigger thing of what's actually going on here.
They're fucking us over. That's what's going on. And that's, right, it's, yeah... And I just need to find the right void to scream into, and it'll make it all better. It'll just all go away, and you'll all thank me, because I'll just have found the right tone to scream into the right particular
void. But that's all it is people are screaming into voids, both literal and metaphorical. You know, that's what the internet and social media is all about now, is at least people have a way of getting things out. And so, okay, and you feel like maybe you're making some change because you're saying it and there are people that are agreeing with you, but it's actually no meaningful change of any kind. It's the equivalent of screaming into a fucking void, you know?
I mean, there's hopefully some catharsis there at least, right?
Well,
at least have grown out of it, and at the end of it you can go, okay.
Hopefully, yeah. Or you just feel a little more empty.
Well, and then, yeah, that's well, it's when you go, ha, and then you look around and go, fuck, it's all
nothing's
the same.
Changed.
Fuck.
This accomplished nothing.
Yeah. And that's always been kind of my problem with this thing, right? Like, I've wandered through this world trying to be nice, trying to let people do their own thing, and then I just keep seeing this kind of shit going where people just work against their own self-interest, right? Like, you're doing things that are literally going to hurt not only you, but your kids and everyone around you, and yet we're not actually dealing with or talking about this as if it was something that we had responsibility to deal with. Mm-hmm. As if our community wasn't going to have to deal with this in the long run anyway. That's the part that gets me. Like, you watch these things happen, like, they've known since the 50s that this oil thing was going to be a problem, but we all just went, oh, I guess it'll be fine, we'll work it out, right? Instead of dealing with this thing as if it was something that needed to be dealt with, right? And it's the same problem with a lot of this stuff. We've kind of just gone along with this idea that all the tellers are gone from the grocery stores, all the, right? Like, we're just a profit-seeking, you know, entity, humanity, right? Like, that's just who we are, right? We're just out to get money, and that's what we are, hey, humans, right? You know, like, that's the be-all and end-all of what we're supposed to be doing here.
Yeah.
You know? And it just, you know, the idea that you can just bury this under the rug, right? Like, it's 10,000 barrels of this shit. Oh, we'll just put it, just dump it into the ocean. Nobody will ever see it. It'll be fine, right? And that was, I mean, we're doing it with radioactive waste. We're doing it with, you know, all of these. And the idea that you know, this always blew my mind, that I will just dump it in the ocean. It just completely disappears then, right? Like, you know, it was the same thing.
The ocean will take care of
right?
it.
Right? I have the same problem with air, right? Where the idea that you're going to pump something into our air, well, you can see the top of the air. It's right there. Like, literally, like, that blue, that's the top of the... There's no more after that. Like, there, you can't pull some from space, and if you're cutting down all the trees, well... Right? And just the idea that this wasn't something that we thought about and went, right? The idea that we can just dump stuff in our water is still something that's just accepted environmental, right?
Yeah.
You know? And the companies have just built that into their profit structure, where if they happen to get a fine, well, they've already charged us for it. They've already made the profit to pay for whatever fines or whatever levies we could find.
So it's not a punishment.
And that's the problem, right? Like, unless we're to go after the CEOs and the shareholders of these things and start taking away the bottom line that they keep looking at, it's never going to change. Never.
Yeah.
Right? Until we take away this structure that rewards these people for just whatever you gotta do, buddy, whatever you gotta do.
Yeah. Well, right? And those that are meant to be regulating them, owning stocks and shares in those, should probably be illegal. The fact that it's not still baffles my mind, because obviously you cannot objectively regulate something when you have a vested financial interest in it to continue polluting or poisoning or whatever the fuck it's doing, you know?
I think it was Carlin that talked about how all politicians should have the logos of all the companies that have paid for, right? Just on your jacket. But just so we all know, right, when you're talking about the oil companies, we could go... Exxon, Chevron. Oh, you've got them all. Okay, cool. Okay, well, now we know why you're talking these things, right? And that, I think, is the issue here is just, you know, it's not that you're getting paid from, but that you're trying to keep us from knowing that you've been paid from. That's the part that I find I have a real problem with, right?
Like, well, it's the
if you've received money, sure, that's cool, but we should know that so that when you're saying these things, right, that we know your context. Right?
Yeah. Well, I think it is public. I think you can find it if you delve into it, but it's not something that it should be disclosed, right? And the fact that any politician can stand there and deliver a speech and say, I am committed to changing this and this, when yesterday they just took a fucking donation from the exact, you know.
Without having that thing at the bottom paid for by the petroleum industry.
Well, exactly, yeah. Right?
So like, there should be that asterisk at the bottom saying, yes, he did. Yes, absolutely. But this was all a paid sponsorship.
But it's, again, the idea that this is somebody that we voted for. They're meant to represent us. And the fact that you can't even trust them is, like, it's so backwards that we clearly don't live in a democracy at all, right? Where it's like, I can't trust what my, you know, democratically elected official is saying when they say they're committed to this, but they actually, their behavior does the complete opposite, and they make more money and shit on all of us and then punish us and tell us that we're the reason why we're suffering. We weren't good enough citizens. We did not listen to their advice closely enough.
You didn't recycle enough.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Which still, yeah, that's another one that just boggles my imagination. Like, the idea that they would push back on us. Well, the reason we had to dump this DDT was because you wanted us to you know, deal with it responsibly, and that was really expensive, right? And, I mean, our shareholders told us that we just couldn't afford that, and so in the interests of, you know, profits and stuff, you don't need to know the details, right? But just,
yeah, it's, I mean, pretty much the only response for this conversation, because I honestly don't know the way forward from it, because we are all so powerless, you know, apart from just having conversations like this, which get us then labeled as, you know, tinfoil hat wearing whatevers, because it's dangerous to talk about these sorts of things, you know, but it is the only way forward, is to just,
yeah, just do it.
So probably get us banned at some point, you know, just for having these logical conversations and asking questions. And realistically, all we're trying to do, and all almost anyone that has been labeled, you know, as this tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, almost every single one, there are crazies out there in all walks of life anyway, but most of them genuinely are like, we just want to build a better community that works for the people within it. That's it. You know what I mean? And a lot of it is just spun in certain ways that, again, how we get labeled. So it's just, having conversation doesn't make you an enemy. And, you know, anytime I think you see yourself pointing the finger at a group of people because you're told that, you know, oh, they're just crazy believing this and this, go, okay, let's look at the language used. Let's look at the people that are feeding us that language, and what vested interests do they maybe have? And things start to become a little clearer. And at the end of the day, as we always come back to on this show, you realize that that's just another human being that probably just wants the same thing you do, to be able to live their life peacefully and health for their family. That's all any of us really want. And when we're being twisted to appear in all these different ways for certain people to just maintain their interests, which is money and power for their shareholders, you know, and they're winning right now. They really are, because we are just, you know, we've all seen it. The people are so quick to snap and judge and point, and you over there, you believe that you're doing, you're the reason I'm suffering. And no, take that step back. It's just another human being.
Another gross, disgusting.
Another disgusting human. I hate us.
It's all of our stupid, gross disgustingness.
But I mean, going back to how do we make any sort of meaningful change? So, I mean, the first is, yeah, let's get rid of all these differences between us down here, just the average people. You know what I mean? Because we have far more in common with each other than we do different. Who cares if that person happens to believe something trivial? Let's face it, at the end of the day, that you don't, whatever. Listen to him, just be like, hey, cool. Again, we still have more in common with each other, and our combined interests are still going to be more similar than these perceived little differences we have. So there's a small place to start. But other than that, I mean, what do you do if you just keep getting shut down?
Get into politics. I think that's part of, you know, I think something that we might have to actually start looking at here too is... get involved. I guess that's part of the only way we're going to actually make any kind of change here is we can sit and talk about it all day, but you know, the only actual cure for it is to start a podcast. Get the subscribers, subscribe, and use that platform to gain almighty power.
And then get some shareholders and
get shareholders buying our sock puppet stocks and get the sock puppets into the highest levels of government. Yes, exactly.
That's been planned.
Let the sock puppets, the sock puppet AI will rule the world. It'll be, yeah.
I mean, hey, we've tried the other way. Why not let the sock puppets have a turn? Can it really be any worse? Can it?
On that note, yeah, let the animals figure out how to stop our bullshit. Yeah.
Well, no easy answer to this one, like everything else we do here. But
well, sadly, this one does seem to have an easy answer: is find those fuckers and feed them this stuff. Like this is right. Like fill their swimming pools with DDT and let them swim in it. Right. Like that.
Oh, so they force the people that are peddling their poisons to literally eat their own poisons. That's a fitting punishment. Yeah. Screw these fines of money. No, it's...
Well, unfortunately, like, the problem, again, is that the lawyers have already padded it so that, you know, no matter how blatantly you screw us over, we're still not able to actually seek recompense for what you've actually done. And that's really just kind of the epitome of why everyone feels powerless right now.
Yeah.
If we can't go after these people who have blatantly done... you know, this obvious affront to all of us. You know, where do you go? Let's go get them, boys. Get them! Get them! Get them! Stop dumping shit in the waters, goddammit. Fishies do not like it. Don't like it at all. They have told us.
Link to our past episode on Talking Tales.
Exactly, yeah. See, that's what they were saying. They were telling us this whole
time.
They're
like, please stop poisoning us.
I think most of the animals, when the AI starts speaking to them, that'll be the, hey, so if you could, that tree I was living in, if you could put it back, I don't know, is that a thing you can? Yeah.
Anyways, let us know what you think. Chime in. Let us know what your thoughts are moving forward. You know, what ideas do you have? How do we clean it up? How do we hold people accountable? How do we have any sort of change? How do we build communities in which work for us? And bring us closer together rather than driving us apart.
That aren't built on chemicals that are slowly eating us from the inside.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
It'd be great. Stop killing us, dudes. God.
Please stop.
Please. Please.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
subscribe. All right, everybody.
See you next time.
Have the best one.
Bye.